Australia's leading technology webcast.
Tech Talk for Geeks.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast episode 94 on this Saturday afternoon on Skype. We have John from the Philippines, which, hey, he hasn't been on the podcast for a long time. Hello, John.
Hi, Brad.
How are you, mate?
Good to be here again.
That's the way.
I'm good.
That's the way, mate. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about a program that I've been using since yesterday called Dropbox. And also we're going to talk to John about the Tech Conclave and some other good stuff as well coming up. We have no Dylan today. I'm not sure what's happened to him. Apparently he can't sign into Skype or something like that. Also, we were going to speak to Evan from Justin TV. Unfortunately, that can't happen because I was actually running late from where I was coming from, so that didn't happen. So that may happen tomorrow or sometime down the track very soon, so stay tuned for that. What else is there? New site's getting built, and I've got a small little ad to play for Cody so he can drum up some more website business and stuff. So you can check that out, cbcstudios.com. I'll play that ad very soon. For the first thing I want to talk about is Dropbox. John, you've just seen the website. What are your thoughts on it? You haven't used it as yet. What are your thoughts on it? You've seen the video. What do you think of it?
Well, I've tried on my local air network a similar service. It's called, I think, All Share. I think,
okay.
You know, where you can access all your files within the network. But this service, this Dropbox, is kind of cool because you can access your files from virtually through the internet.
Yep.
So you can access the file anywhere in the world,
yep,
as long as you're online. So I think that's pretty cool and that's pretty helpful.
It is.
It is very helpful. Just like what they've just shown in the video, like when you're on a travel to, for example, like Africa, and then you got your laptop damaged there or something. Just as long as your files, if you've uploaded the file successfully to Dropbox, you can still have them when you return to your place or something.
Good stuff. Yeah,
I think that's really.
Yep, for sure.
For me, it is more than just a backup service. It is it makes your life easier and makes organizing of your files better too. So you don't have to move the files physically using the USB or, something like that. So you only have to put it in a certain folder, Dropbox folder, and you can access it from anywhere you want.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I've been using it
online. So you've actually tried this service, Brad?
I used it yesterday, mate, and it's pretty cool. Cody actually got me on the Dropbox. I've got that on my iPhone, I've got that on my computer. Got it on my iPad, got it on my netbook, and it's really handy to have. If you want to upload something, you can save it there, and you can share photos, music, videos, and also if you go through our list of things, apparently you get free storage space as well. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning you get about 2 gig, I think. I'm not sure how much you get in the beginning. I think I may be wrong. I think you get about 2 gig, I think. And then if you go through a couple of things, if you get someone to sign up, if you load onto another computer or things like that, I think there's about 4 things you do. You get an extra extra usage to use on the Dropbox, and the iPhone and the iPad app is free, and I have to say the iPad application looks really good, the interface looks really nice, and it's very easy to use. So 10 out of 10 for that. So I'll keep you up with that update. So how I'm marking that. Also, I want to speak about the tech conclave. John, any news on that, mate? I just want to get the word out about that's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I've started working on tech conclave since a few days ago. There were some changes in my life, particularly in the job situation of my life, and it lets me go back and work again in tech conclave in pretty much in full time fashion, you know.
Okay.
So I think that is because I can focus more on redeveloping that show, and I will take the job seriously this time. I mean, before I was serious, but I will take it more seriously this time because I believe that it could probably provide some nice opportunities one day. So yeah, I will work hard and do my best to keep up with the show's tradition and and the audience expectation. And I've already announced to the tech correspondents who will be joining the episode. And they told me they are ready to participate, so I'm pretty happy. And currently working on the episode itself.
Cool.
So yeah, it will be coming soon. Yeah, and I will announce it as when it's ready.
All right. Okay. Can you give us any sort of ideas on what sort of are you going to be making any new changes to the show? Any sort of lineup sort of thing, or is it going to be the same?
Well, I'm going to maintain what it has been, the show has been, but the changes will be minor. It will be the graphics part of the show, and just to enhance the presentation. And I've also there's also a change in terms of how the tech correspondents will deliver their news, because I will establish some guidelines just to make sure that everyone who reports for Tech Conclave follows the same style of reporting and news.
Yep.
So it would make it look like more professional and will appeal to a wider audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Can appeal. Normal geeks. I mean, typical geeks or audience can watch it, and also it can also. Appeal to professional people, the way it is presented. So that's what I'm targeting now. It's cool.
All right. Okay. Let me just play this audio ad by CBC Studios, and we'll come right back and we'll talk about more from the Tech Conclave.
Guys, you're listening to Tech Webcast. This is Cody P. Christian of CBC Studios. Hey, if you're in the need for web design, web development, or multimedia services, please check out www.cpcstudios.com. That's cpcstudios.com.
All right, that was Cody from CBC Studios. If you want a good website made, anything like that, go check it out, cpcstudios.com. I'm actually getting a website made by him at the moment. And that should be up very soon. John, you've seen it. What are your thoughts on it, mate? You've seen the the new look.
Yeah, I've seen the draft design, and I like it. And just like what other design made by Cody P. Christian, I've seen some of his works.
Yep.
And they are very good. And I recommend for those who want to have a nice looking website, you can. Contact him and visiting his website, and I can guarantee you that the job will be done in very good fashion, and you will have a very nice website in the end.
For sure. Now he does really good jobs, and I spoke to him last night, and I think Dylan Cones wants a new website made by him too. So he's getting some So he's getting some pretty good work from it. Now also just back to the Tech Conclave, John, just for a minute. Is there going to be any new sort of layout at all anytime, any sort of new layout with this new season? Is it season one or season two we're up to?
Sorry?
Is Tech Conclave, is it season two we're up to or season three?
Oh yeah, it's going to be like season three, but I'm not going to put any distinction in terms of, I just want to connect where it ended before. Like last time it ended like episode 12, and this time it will start will begin in episode 13. Just, you know, continue with the episode. Although you could consider it like a season 2. There was a significant gap between the two episodes.
Okay.
But I'm planning to release a video before I release the final episode.
Okay. All right, on the line we have Michael Bowie from Brisbane. How are you, Mike? What's up, mate? You wanted to call in.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, how you going, mate? What's up?
Just not much, man. Just I'm actually out on my wireless 3G, so hopefully it doesn't break up on you guys.
Oh, good stuff. What's up? What can we do for you on this podcast, episode 94?
94. Awesome. Yeah. Must be getting close.
Yep. Probably how many more? We've got a few more to go. Yep. A few more to go, mate.
Cool. So what's happening with the news at the moment?
We're just talking to John about his new tech conclave coming back and the new tech webcast website. So
awesome. And I'm looking forward to both of those things, you know. Tech conclave, it's been a good show. I've watched in the past and I've seen a photo of your website, the new version. It's going to be very good. It reminds me kind of like the Apple Store, all those websites. It looks good.
Yeah, don't say that. I don't want it.
Why not?
I want it to be like a podcast site.
Like a what site?
I want it to be like a podcast site. That's what I was sort of aiming for, a podcast site.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, Web 2.0. We like all the other sites. It's good.
Yeah. No, he does a good job. He'll be on next week, apparently. And we'll get Cody is going to be on.
Who did that for you?
Cody B. Christian, his name is.
Ah, CPC. Yeah, I know him.
CPC Studios, I think everyone knows him by now.
Cool, yeah. I think he's been on this show in the past, right?
Yeah, he has, mate. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Now, a question to you, Mike. Are you following the grand final today, mate?
I literally just got out of the dentist and I've gone to a new dentist. They've got the AFL on all the TVs in there. When I was lying back in my chair, I was watching the AFL, yeah. So I'm not actually following it, but I think I might go home and watch it in a few minutes.
It's going to be a good game, I think. I really hope Collingwood win, but if not, St Kilda. But doesn't really worry me, so I don't really barrack for the two teams anyway. But it should be a good game.
Yeah, cool.
Should be a good game.
All right.
Any news?
I've got one technical.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you talked about it yet or seen in the news. The founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he's donated $100 million to New Jersey schooling over there.
Oh, okay.
Basically to improve the schools and stuff over there. I think he might have grown up in that area, I know that's like the worst funded types of school in all of America, and he's just donated $100 million.
Oh wow,
it's kind of interesting. Yeah,
good on him.
It's very funny at the same time though, because a lot of haters of Facebook are saying he's only donated $100 million just before this new Facebook movie is just about to come out in America.
Okay.
For the people that haven't really followed the story of Facebook, there's all these rumors that the head guy ended up making Facebook with three friends and then he kicked a few of the people out on the way, so he's like taking all the money. So everyone's like, oh yeah, he's donating this money to the schools, but other people are all skeptical, saying, oh, he's only being nice now just before the movie comes out, so nobody like thinks bad of him.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it should be a good movie. I'm gonna watch it when it comes out for sure. It sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, I had a look on the net yesterday. Getting good reviews.
Yeah, go on, John.
Yeah.
I think it's called The Social Network. I'm not sure with the title, but I think that's what I've read on the Google News today. It's called The Social Network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, The Social Network. I think that's the name of it. All right. Well, I'll listen in. I'm just going to mute my microphone and I'll see what other articles you guys have got to talk about, okay?
Well, we don't really have much to say at the moment because it's a short podcast because Dylan's not on here and the guest was supposed to be on. I was running late to get back here to talk to him, but I got caught up doing something, so he can't be on. So yeah, no, I was actually just out helping my dad with a few things out there, building some, picking up some cupboards and stuff. So I had to give him a hand with that. So I missed that. So he'll be on probably next week, I think. We'll see what happens.
Oh yeah.
Now,
doing some cooking, Brett?
Me cooking? Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I do a bit of cooking sometimes.
Now, I'm not sure if you heard, but apparently there's an iPhone app. It's a Jamie Oliver cookbook.
Okay.
So you can get it either for your iPad or your iPhone or iPod Touch. And it's got all the kind of like recipes, guides and stuff. And it just looks like a cookbook on your iPhone.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out. Is that free?
But, yeah, I don't know if it's free or not. But I've heard it's like a really, really good app. Like it has, it's easy to follow. You don't have to be a pro cook or anything to cook recipes, but yeah, it's getting good reviews, so you might be interested in that.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Good, thanks for that. Thanks for recommending that to me. I'll check that out. Now, anything else, John, before we go? I need to finish this up and get going so I can watch the grand final. Anything else you want to add? John, anything else you want to report? Report on the news?
Well, I just want to say to our listeners that, I'm excited to release the episode soon, and keep checking on the website.
Yep. Okay.
It will come out soon, and I hope that it will be a good return. Just, you know, I've done some good amount of work since a few days, and it should be good.
Okay. Any news? any new look to the site? Any, is there going to be a new site design for your show, John?
Well, I'm planning to develop a back end, like pretty much like control panel for tech respondents. It's going to start a basic, you know, when they log in there, they will see some guidelines and something like, you know, what a show is all about. And soon as the time goes by, it will feature some, you know, we can collaborate there. That's my plan.
But cool.
It will still take a good amount of time. And yeah, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to revamp the site as soon as I have the time to.
Cool, man.
Hey, John, do you think you'll release an iPhone wallpaper and an iPad wallpaper for Tech Conclave? I was telling John the other day, Brad, maybe you should release wallpapers.
Yeah, that should be good. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Very true. Yeah, I think maybe that's a very good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll leave you to it, Brad.
All right, mate. Okay, well, this has been episode 94. John, thanks for being on, and we'll stay tuned for more Tech Conclave and also Tech Webcast iPhone app. More updates for that. Did you know, Mike, we're getting an iPhone app for the Tech Conclave? That's going to be out.
Yeah, is it nearly ready?
I think it is. I have to talk to Warlock about that. I'm not sure what's going on. He's been on a two-week break, but he'll be back next week to report on what he's been up to, I hope.
Awesome. Okay, we'll see you next week, eh?
See you next week. And, John, where can they find you on Twitter?
Oh, just follow me using the username TechNclay.
Okay, and Mike, where can they find you, mate?
Yeah.
People can find me on Twitter as The Roundup.
Wicked. All right. And also you can find me at Twitter, Brad Oz, and at Tech Webcast. Email us at techwebcast.info. Also leave some feedback on iTunes. Rate it and also email us if you've got a question for us. So this has been episode 94 of Tech Webcast. Thanks for being on, guys.
No worries.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. You're listening to Tech Webcast. This is Cody P. Christian of CPC Studios. Hey, if you're in the need for web design, web development, or multimedia services, please check out www.cpcstudios.com. That's cpcstudios.com.
This is Tech Webcast.
Computers.
Technology.
Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.